from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Astros, as they have game two of this three-game set with the day off in between game one and two against the Reds. Before we get there, a little update on some injury stuff. This was Dana Brown on the flagship saying, the Astros flagship saying, I think we have a chance to see Tucker in the next 3 to 5 days. He's right there on the brink. We're still discussing it, but it'll probably be right back with the big club. Astros general manager Dana Brown said about Kyle Tucker. So no rehab start. Talking about it'll be right immediately joining the major league team when he gets back, and says maybe 3 to 5 days on the brink. Also with that, Clint and Tyler, Kyle Tucker is reported was taking another BP against an Astros minor league pitcher that's in Cincinnati. Bregman also stood in for an at-bat, but appeared to be just tracking pitches.
Is Breggy being ridiculous? Swinging.
So before we get to the lineup, your thoughts on the Tucker news, 3 to 5 days, and now we're actually hearing that Alex Bregman was stepping in the box.
Well, double down Dana Brown, it ain't going to happen. He doubled down on that early September, and he even said Cincinnati Reds series maybe in Cincinnati Wednesday or Thursday. 3 to 5 days, if that's accurate, that's outside the next two ball games in Cincinnati.
He also said August, too, a little bit ago.
Yeah. Man, look,
stop putting the date on it.
I don't know. I mean, I just hope to get the guy back sooner rather than later. I hope to get Tucker back in time to give him a few weeks to get right in the box with, before the important games start kicking off here. And if 3 to 5 days, I'll take it, Dana. I'll take it.
Yeah, 3 to 5 days. We'll see. Well, here is the lineup, and this should add some understanding things. Altuve is going to play second and lead off. Alvarez remains in that two spot in left field. Diaz is the DH tonight, and Alex Bregman is playing third base tonight.
Whoo! That is a sigh of relief. I was getting ready to freak out a bit.
Alex Bregman, who has been on the bench because his elbow has been giving him problems.
Flared up a bit.
It's flared up, and he's coming right in to play third base.
Shout out to my guy, Alex Bregman.
And not DH. But he's playing third base and batting fourth, the absolute worst spot in the lineup that he has swung the bat all year long, I believe. Every time he gets into that fourth spot.
Let's go get a Bregman bomb.
It seems to be a struggle for him. But he is hitting fourth, back in the lineup, playing third base. Victor Caratini is catching. Pena is at short. Gamble in right field. DiCenzo at first base. And McCormick's in center.
What up, white boy Chaz?
Yeah, there you go. Chaz in there. God, dog, I forgot about
that.
He was in there. He was in there game one, man.
Lord, Chaz. I love it.
Oh,
yeah.
Jake. Jake messed around and left it in, man. He's got a little one on the way.
Yeah. Sometimes you leave
Dexter.
It in.
There you go, Dexter. Jake's kind of fighting it a little bit at the plate himself, so maybe these couple of days could be helpful.
I'm going to be honest with you. If I were Jake, I wouldn't be real comfortable with it.
I screwed it up.
I'd have a sit down with my wife. Baby, look, I know. Look, I'm here. I've witnessed the baby being born. I've spent a couple nights in the hospital with you, and you're fine. The baby's doing good.
Do you,
which
Jake?
I hope all is true. Baby, I got to get back to center field. I mean, I gotta go to work. I don't know if you've looked at the last handful of months, but boy, my numbers have been declining, and I don't know how long.
Saying, well, maybe your ass need a couple of days off.
Yeah.
No, Jake, any good banana pudding anywhere?
Hey, Jake, this once in a lifetime here, your first one. Just do you, man.
I don't know, man.
Make the right decision here. Do you?
Once in a lifetime, major league career.
It's been once in a lifetime every day here all year long. This is just once.
We need some Jake from Rake Farm.
Hey, real quick.
Lucky Dubon. Dubon ain't found his way to center field since Jake been gone, by the way.
Real quick, am I the only one, and I know I'm painted as the warrior here, am I the only one that finds it odd that Alex Bregman is just coming in playing third base after missing?
Oh, no.
Five-something game?
That's something to take note of, 100%.
With the elbow?
Elbow is all we know, and he is.
I don't know why he's batting fourth. I just. Yeah. Hey, man, Diaz, you're just going to have to catch today. Or you going to play some first base or something. My man went like. All right. He's missed, what, five, six in a row? Five in a row at least? Elbow swelling just now going down. As soon as that swelling goes down, pop! Go ahead and don't go to third base. All right. There you go. All right, Spencer Arrighetti gets the ball tonight. He'll have the best lineup they can damn near put forth when you put Caratini and Diaz in there at the same time with Bregman and Alvarez. You like that Alvarez in that two spot, and then having Diaz bumped up to the third spot with Bregman in the fourth spot when Diaz seemed to be. I mean, I know he was swinging it well in the third spot, but that wasn't that long. I mean,
I've always found the choosing to have Alvarez in the two spot. I've always found that not always, but since I heard Alvarez comments on it initially, I thought it was interesting, the decision. It's almost like they didn't talk to Alvarez. I mean, Alvarez said after the first time he batted second, he said, "I don't mind batting second." He said, "The only problem is usually I've only seen one or two pitches before my at bat."
Because
Altuve's so aggressive at the plate. So, I mean, if that's my guy and that's my best hitter and that's one of the best hitters in the game, I'm probably going to take note and I'm going to bump his ass back in the lineup just a little bit back to that three hole and let him see four, five, six pitches versus put him in that two hole where he's literally said. But, I mean, in his defense, I mean, he's swinging the hell out of it in that two hole.
This will be one to watch to see over the next couple of days if Bregman is able to play today and tomorrow, if they continue with this top four like this, because clearly we're seeing that Tucker's close and trying to figure out where he fits.
God willing.
You know what I mean? It looks like it. I mean, from right. what he's doing.
He's actually running bases.
Does Diaz remain in the three spot?
No, Tucker?
I'm just saying, where does Tucker fit?
Somewhere in the top four.
Yeah, I mean, in the top four. Yeah,
And Diaz goes to five.
Because I just thought it would be Altuve, Bregman, Alvarez, and Tucker with Diaz going to five spot. Ooh. Because that had been the lineup that they were in before Bregman got hurt.
Tucker top four locked in the lineup upon return?
Absolutely.
Oof.
I mean, I might disagree. You're saying, for you,
would have Altuve, Alvarez, Diaz, and Bregman all ahead of Tucker.
A variation, yeah. I really like Yiner in the cleanup spot, and the dude's been cleaning up. I really, really wish Yiner would just.
Yeah, I'd like that too. I'd like Yiner to be in the five spot.
I don't know if I'd bring Tuck back.
I think it'd be a great five hole hitter.
I don't know if I'd bring Tuck back in the five or six hole. To be honest.
Yeah, no, I want him to be where he's going to be in the playoffs.
I mean, no rehab. I mean, he's a pro, so you don't expect there to be, hopefully, not too much rust and he get his timing down. But he's still going to be, I mean, he's still been out for, what, 90-plus days?
I want him right there behind Alvarez.
I wouldn't be opposed to them putting him back in a two-hole just to assure his ass is going to get some really good pitches.
I hear you. I don't think it's asinine or anything. I'm just thinking.
I feel about that two-hole spot.
You're talking about the lineup, right?
Don't we all?
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.